with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Ukraine shocked Russia and the world with a drone attack on targets throughout Russia. Approximately 40 Russian bombers were destroyed at a base. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says yesterday's drone operation in Russia was a big success,
which has seriously weakened their military. Operation Spiderweb showed that modern war really looks like and why it's so important to stay ahead with technology.
Meanwhile, Russia on Sunday launched the biggest number of drones, 472, on Ukraine since the first scale invasion of February 2022. The Trump administration is ordering another aging power plant to stay open for now.
The U.S. Department of Energy is ordering an oil and gas power plant south of Philadelphia to keep its turbines running through the summer as a precaution against what they say will be electricity shortfalls in the Mid-Atlantic grid and to prevent possible blackouts. The plant on the Delaware River was supposed to shut down Saturday. The order keeps it running until August 28th. The administration cites concerns about the shutting down of aging power plants as the demand for electricity continues to rise. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities say a man posed as a gardener before launching an attack in Boulder with Molotov cocktails that injured 12 people. The man's accused of throwing incendiary devices into a group that had gathered to bring attention to Israeli hostages in Gaza. The FBI says the man charged in the attack told police he planned it for a year and specifically targeted what he described as the Zionist group. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 35 points. This is SRN News. America's pastors are staying put.
Lifeway Research has been looking at the data and concludes that only about 1 in 100 of the country's Protestant clergymen leave the ministry in any given year. Just 1.2% of pastors left their job last year, not counting those who retired or passed away. That's about the same as 2015, when 1.3% of them quit. Clergymen are under more pressure these days and have more roles to fill than ever before, but that doesn't seem to be driving them away. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new updated version of the Sacred Harp is on its way. The Sacred Harp is a pre-Civil War compilation of sacred songs that's central to a more than 180-year-old American a cappella singing tradition that continues to operate in many churches. First published in 1844, the Shape Note hymnal has been revised a number of times to make space for by living composers. This is SRN News. The UK plans to boost its military spending. We hear more on this developing story from correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting from London.
The UK government's responding to a new defence review led by former NATO Secretary General George Robertson that says that militarily now is the most consequential time since the end of the Cold War. Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Britain faces greater threats than it has for many years.
When we are being directly threatened by states with advanced military forces, the most effective way to deter them is to be ready.
The defence boost is designed to send a message to Moscow and Washington that the UK has, in Starmer's words, recognised the world has changed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.